Adimola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast as we continue our study, producing the fruit of the Spirit, based on the scripture text, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 in the New Living Translation. And it reads, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So the fruit of the Spirit, as we have been discussing, is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ produced in our life as believers. If you are a Christian, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and He is working in you to produce what the Bible calls here the fruit of the Spirit. And I told you last time, the fruit of the Spirit is not the result of your human effort. It is not the result of your human ability. Rather, it is the result of your intimacy with the Holy Spirit of God. The more you tarry in the presence of God, the more you abide in Him, like Jesus said in John chapter 15, in the room of worship, the room of prayer, the study of His Word, the Word of God tells us you will bear much fruit. You will bear the fruit of the Spirit. And last time I gave you a challenge. I said, for the next 30 days, take at least 30 minutes to be all alone with God. Don't just get caught up in the activity of coming to church or even serving in church or volunteering or doing one thing or the other. Take time alone in the privacy of your house to seek God at least for 30 minutes the next 30 days, because it is in the presence of God. It is as you take time to be alone with God, you will be changed, you will be transformed. Just like 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, you'll be transformed from glory to glory by the Spirit of God into the image of God. We saw last time that was how Moses was transformed, and even the Lord Jesus Christ on the mountain of transfiguration, He was transformed as He prayed. His raiment changed, His countenance changed. And the same thing is going to happen to you and me as we take time to be alone with God on a regular basis. Our character will change. All those habits, all those things we've been struggling with are just going to break off in the presence of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so beginning from today, we're going to discuss the wonderful traits, the wonderful attributes, the 9 attributes of the fruit of the Spirit that are listed in Galatians 5, that you and I are going to be manifesting, going to be seeing it in your life as we take time to pursue intimacy with God. Now, if you look at Galatians 5, 22, the first part or the first attribute that is mentioned is love. It says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives," and then it says love. So love is the first part of the fruit of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit produces in us. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given in us. Now, I need you to understand that love here is two-sided. It refers, number one, to your love for God, and also, number two, your love for your fellow human being. If you are a believer, God commands you not just to love Him, but to love your fellow human being. First John chapter 4, verse 21 says, "This is the command that we have from Him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." And of course, you know the Lord Jesus Christ also said that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart. He said, this is the greatest commandment of all, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So when it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's referring to our love for God and love for other people. The more intimate you are with God, He's going to give you the ability to love God the way you should love God with your whole being, and also to love other people. Now, today I want us to focus on the aspect of loving God. What does it mean to love God? God requires us. I want you to know that God requires you and me as believers to love Him. 1 John 4:19 says, we love Him because He first loved us. You know, many times we celebrate John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him will have everlasting life, will not perish but have everlasting life. Well, it's time that we begin to celebrate 1 John 4:19, where it says we love God because He first loved us. You need to understand that God expects you to love Him the same intensity with which He loves you, and that is with your all. Jesus said it, Luke 10:27, love the Lord your God with all, not just with some, all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, and all of your mind. Your love for God must be intense. It mustn't be mediocre at all. When you understand this, my friend, you will not treat your relationship with God casually. You will not trivialize the importance of spending time alone with Him, of pursuing Him passionately, because loving God is not an option. It's a command. It's a requirement. As much as God loves you, He also expects and requires you to love Him too. You know, the Father said to me recently, He said, a lot of my people, they don't love me. That's what He told me. He said, a lot of my people in the church do not love me. He said, they only lust after Him. In other words, they only want what God has. But they don't love God for Him. They don't love God. He said, they only seek me because of what I can give them. They do not seek me for who I am. But when you are producing the fruit of the Spirit, you will not lust after God. You will not seek God just for what you can get from Him. But you will seek God because you truly and deeply care about Him. Because you love Him. You will not seek Him for what you can get. You will seek Him for what you can give Him. Your love. You will not just seek His presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. But you will seek His presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. N-C-E. Amen. Amen. Now, loving God basically means three things, because it's not just a fuzzy feeling or an emotion. Far from it. Loving God is very serious. It means three things. When you hear somebody say, I love God, these three things must be what they're communicating when they say that. And let's examine that briefly in a moment right now. First of all, loving God means to obey His commands. So when you pursue intimacy with the Lord, the Holy Spirit is going to produce in you the ability to love God by obeying His commands. The Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verse 15 said, If you love me, Jesus said, you will keep my commandments. And then verse 21, He said, he who has my commandments and keeps them. A lot of us have the commandments of the Lord. We hear the commandments of the Lord, but do we always keep them? Jesus said it is only the person who hears His commandment, who has His commandments and keeps them, that is the person that can genuinely say he loves God. And He says such a one loves Him and will be loved by the Father. Also, the Apostle John in 1 John 2:5, he said, but whoever keeps His word, whoever obeys the word of God, truly the love of God is perfected in him. So how do I know you love God? Because you obey Him. 1 John 5 also says, verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So the love of God is obedience to the commandments of God. So when you say, I love God, you're in essence saying, I obey God. That's the first aspect. Secondly, loving God means to serve God. To serve God with all of your heart. You know, it beats me how people who claim to love God come to church week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, doing absolutely nothing in the service of the Lord. Such a person cannot claim that he loves God. If you love God, my friend, you will serve him. In John chapter 21, there was an interesting discussion the Lord Jesus Christ had with the Apostle Peter. And he asked Peter three times. He said, do you love me, Peter? And, you know, Peter said, yes, I love you. And I'm sure if Jesus were to ask every single person that comes to church Wednesday, Sunday, do you love me? Without thinking twice, they would say, yes, Lord, I love you. But Jesus went a step further with Peter, and he's going a step further with you and me too. He said, Peter, if you really love me, you will feed my sheep. In another place, he said, you will tend to my lambs. In other words, he was telling Peter, Peter, the way you demonstrate love for me is by serving me. See, love is not an emotion. Love is a demonstration. The Bible says, for God demonstrated his love, Romans 5:8, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So if you love God, you will demonstrate that love by doing something for him. God did something for you. He died for you. Jesus died for you. And so loving God means serving God. So are you just sitting down in your home church doing nothing? Let that change from this day forward. Think about what you can do to better your Father's house. And you know, serving God also means you serve God with your money. You serve God with your money. In Matthew 6:24, the Lord Jesus Christ said, nobody can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one or love the other, or be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so the word service there is used in the context of money. So one way you can serve God is to serve God with your money. Listen to this. The amount of treasure that you're willing to serve God, give up for the service of God, is a true measure of your love for God. I'm going to say that again. The amount of treasure that you're willing to give in the service of God is a true measure of the level of your love for God. So you serve God also with your substance. Those who love much, they give much. And finally, last but not the least, and I kind of touch on this, you know, from the beginning of the series, if you love God, you will hold fast to him. You will pursue him intensely. You will spend time with him. You will hold fast to him, not to any other. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that's about the time we have for today. Please tune in next time as we continue our series, Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. Remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com.